They ought to rename this place Wackyville.
Who cares? It's wacky.
Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Got to work blue, dude.
Are we starting already? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to talk about it.
You're not going to talk about it?
We mentioned cursing, I think, two times in our description of our show.
We mentioned cursing twice, and we cursed once.
So for those of you who don't like cursing, turn off the show now.
Right.
And just go straight to iTunes and give us a one star. We don't care.
But for the, but for those of you who do like cursing, you know, I'm sorry if we don't live up to it. If we don't drop enough swears... You know, that's
you,
our bad.
See,
we'll work
I
on
don't.
It.
When I swear, I just do it because it comes just naturally with my excitement.
I know, but the way we talk about it so much, it sounds like we're proud of it or like we're trying, like using it as a selling
but
point.
But I find that in our, like, our Jorge commentary for Trisha Tanaka is Dead, and then last week's episode, you don't swear a lot throughout the show, but you'll get excited about one thing. And you'll have like two sentences with like three swears in each sentence.
I'll get like in a swearing zone.
Yeah, did you hear
and then
you,
leave it
did
and
you
leave
listen
it.
To last week's episode?
Bits
there's
pieces.
There's a part there's some part and I forget what you were talking about, but
was that,
you were definitely riled up and
was I talking
was
about
like,
taking a shit?
You no, no.
Or a piss?
It was
those are swear words.
It was I think you used the word F word. The F word.
Oh well that's pretty funny.
Hi Sarah, my sister who listens to the show. Who's mad at me because she says that I make her sound like she's an idiot. On the podcast, even though she's fine.
She's not.
If that were the case, if she thought she was an idiot, I mean, our whole show is kind of going over Lost and kind of tying up loose ends.
Yeah.
And whatever. Sorry, I just knocked the microphone into my tooth. if she thinks that she's an idiot for that, how does that mean all of our listeners think that?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Jeez.
You guys aren't idiots.
No. Well, I mean, hey, I've not...
Except for not calling for 30 days and losing our old phone line. Jeez, yeah. Guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, team.
Wow.
Hey, it's the Darmalars podcast. This is Ben.
I like went off like three tangents. I swear a lot in bursts.
And then
Patrol
your sister...
burst, and then my sister... Yeah, but then I forget what we're talking about. Oh, the one star.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite one star review is the guy who gave us one star and said, the Darmalars are dumb because they only mention reviews that are one star. Hi, Ben and Ralph.
Yeah.
That's my favorite review that we have on iTunes.
And it technically brings down the average, but we don't really give a fuck because that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's well done.
Yeah. I really don't care about the star system.
And then there was a raging debate in the reviews for a while about whether or not you and I had ever been in a fraternity.
Yes. That was fun. Frat boys.
Like back and forth every review.
No, it wasn't that if we were, a guy said we were a couple of frat boys.
Yeah. But then other reviews from there was like, no, they're not. Yes, they are. A couple of frat boys. Four stars, frat boys.
Speaking of the state of the show, which I hate talking about how we're doing show-wise, Jimmy did send me a text message that I was going to tell you guys before we started, but apparently we're number 18 in TV and film.
Oh, all right.
We're probably ahead of Jay and Jack.
Yeah, probably.
We don't get any listeners whatsoever. speaking of those guys, and I'm going to mention it now because I probably will forget to mention it, Jay and Jack are doing another 25-hour Autism Speaks podcast.
Oh, good.
March something or other, 25th, I think. I don't know. You're listening to their show anyway. But I'm gonna be doing that again, which I assume is gonna be another 3 a.m. till 7 a.m.
Are you gonna list your top 100 books?
Well, Jack, I told Jack, I said no lists.
Up on pop.
No lists. And I told Jack, I said, I don't mind just shooting the shit for, 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever. And then I was like, maybe I can review my Blu-ray movies, by which I mean I can sit at my desk staring at my Blu-ray movies and just go down the line and see what I think of them.
Yeah.
I have like 80
That'll
of them.
That'll kill time.
I have like 80 of them.
Yeah. But that's kind of what you do at the end of the show anyway, is look up at your Blu-ray movies and think about them.
I was thinking about that today. I actually spent some time thinking about my line that I'm going to go out on today, and I'm like, I should just make it my line to say I don't have a line to go out on.
That works.
No, Ryan says no. All right.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of...
Kibosh. No.
Speaking of Ryan is back.
Yeah, producer Ryan is back in the saddle today.
Someone sent us an email this week and said, hey, where is producer Ryan? Is he gone? I miss Ryan. And I said, no, he's still around. He was just learning how to commandeer subs or drive subs or whatever.
He's preparing for Red October.
Ryan works at Disneyland, and he's been training on subs. Why is that, Ryan? No, I'm just kidding. Do you want to talk about it?
Okay, go. Here. He's been training on submarine sandwiches.
Weird leader at the Disneyland Resort, oftentimes. We are called into action to just keep in touch with how things are going out in the park, and one of those things is to get trained in locations. And this time it was the Finding Nemo submarine voyage, which was totally boss.
Is that, like, pretty busy still? Because...
It's one of the more popular attractions in the park, and it was a lot of fun. It's also great because even though it was redone recently, it's an attraction that's 50 years old.
Yeah,
and it still has a lot of history. There's a lot of the old show building that was there since 1959, and it wasn't necessarily made to be walked through every day, which is now a requirement for attractions. So there are passages where you're literally on your hands and knees just crawling to make sure everything is ready to open up for the day. And you have to wear a little bump hat, like a construction hat, to go through because you will hit your head. And it's very
cool. That sounds
pretty
cool.
It's like going into the catacombs of Disneyland.
That sounds like that would be cool the first two times.
And, you know, honestly, things like that, there's always a spot in my heart that still gets warmed by things like that. Those things never get old for me.
Still gives you a bit of a boner.
Sure. Well, actually, a huge one, and that's a problem in front of the little kids.
And, I just imagine you crawling on your hands and knees, and I bet you're rubbing up against things.
This is terrible.
It is. It's terrible. It's terrible that you get a boner on the submarine. But what can you do about it?
Yeah, so it's great, and unfortunately, it conflicted with our first episode, and I had lots of great notes to not share.
Oh.
But the people on board the sub love them. Did you notice it, Locke? He did this.
Shut up. I'm trying to listen to Dory.
No, Daddy. You can go on in a can.
No, shut up. Shut up, sir.
So now I'm back to do whatever the hell it is I did.
Whatever that other thing was. The first thing.
So I'm very happy to be back.
Cool.
And we're happy to have you back.
Definitely.
Long, hard, wet, and full of semen. It's long, hard, wet, and full of semen. Ryan's job.
Does it remind you of the movie Down Periscope? Are you thinking of Down Periscope the whole time you're down there?
Not Rob Schneidley.
I'd be thinking, yeah.
Hands on deck.
Is French Stewart in that one? Who's
no.
In that one?
Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams.
Kelsey Clinton. Kelsey Grammer. Harlan Williams. Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneidley.
And I think, I don't know. That was one of those trailers that was on the loop in the lobby at the theater I worked at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it was that year.
Prepare to dive. And then, of course, Harlan Williams would do his dolphin impression. It's pretty awesome.
I saw that film with Zero Time Listener. We went and saw that film in theaters.
What?
Back in the day.
Wow. Yeah. You should have saw it at the theater I was working at. If only you knew me.
For Down Periscope? I can't remember.
It was the poster in the green room.
We had a green room at Cal State Fullerton with a lot of posters. I know we had a Happy Gilmore poster that we made into a tablecloth. That was fun.
That's
so,
all very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting.
I'm so glad we
it's
have
compelling.
Chapters on this podcast.
People at home right now have a clear picture in their mind of something that doesn't matter.
Of a couple of cool idiots.
What did they call them this week? A couple of turkeys?
I think so. We'll save that for Flight of Conchords podcast. We're going to sample that after this episode. So stay tuned after the calls, and we'll have our Flight of the Conchords podcast. All right. You want to talk about Lost?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do
save every day. That's right, a couple of jailhouse turkeys. All right, episode 503, right?
Yeah, sure.
Jughead.
Jughead.
Which was the name of the bomb.
It was the name of the bomb, so which that was precariously placed hanging from a rickety old
fucking
thing.
Blowing in the breeze, back and forth. When I saw that, I was like, no!
Squeezy! My squeak sound.
Little, a candle underneath the rope.
And
got
a chicken,
blown there by
a sailboat with yeah. a candle on it.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking
a rooster in a cage.
Well, you know, in the 50s, Rube Goldberg did use Islands of the South Pacific to test his hydrogen bombs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I did the knee jerk last night.
Yes.
And I got it wrong.
Okay.
I feel kind of like an idiot.
Do it.
Because I was saying that the...
For those of you that don't know, after each episode, one of the Darmlars will jump online and do a video diary of what their immediate reactions were to the episode.
Yes.
And Darmlars.net. Okay, Ben.
And I did it last night, and I thought that the girl with the gun, I thought her name is Ellie, and I got confused, and I thought that the girl that's in a coma, the lady that's in a coma, or possibly jumping around in time, or possibly delusional in England, I thought that was her. I thought they had the same name, but that lady's name is like Teresa.
Oh.
So.
Maybe it's Teresa Ellie, because they call each other by their last names. Like Kelvin Inman?
She's Teresa Spencer. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Her sister, right. And her sister Abigail Spencer. But Teresa was Boone's nanny.
Mm.
She goes up the stairs and down the stairs. I think that's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's a name.
Because there was Danny People Pickett, and Danny was the name of Anna Lucia's baby mama. Daddy.
Baby daddy.
So this episode had some more jumping around. I really don't have any notes on this episode.
I took a couple of notes.
Well, spill them.
Sawyer yelling out, meet at the creek.
Yeah.
And then everyone copping to it. And
two guys blowed
up. Him on it. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say my secret language. I didn't think about it at the time. I don't think I even heard him say it. Did he say that last week's episode?
I don't
Probably.
Know.
I mean, they're not going to make
they
that
must
up.
Have. If I'm a dude who can see ghosts or whatever.
Yeah, or talk to dead people or something.
I don't care if you're talking to dead people, but as soon as you see a trip line.
Yeah.
Say something right away.
I think he saw that. I think he couldn't see the trip line because maybe there was a dead person in front of him.
I guess.
like Mr. Echo was like, hey, what's up? I'm Mr. Echo. I'm dead. And also in the past for some reason. And then he ducks and he's like, oh my God, a trip line. And that trip line was conveniently placed to take out everyone we didn't know.
Yep. I seriously.
It was like three people from the chopper and three randos.
Like, I wonder if, like, these randos, like, if they're keeping tabs on how many they're killing.
Like, the others?
The producers.
Or the producers, probably. They probably got a death pool. Because
they're definitely cleaning house, and I hope that, like, there's three more of them that get killed than what the actual number is. Like, in the bloopers of, or in the montage of The Naked Gun, when four people round second. Like, I hope it's like that. I hope it's just every week there's just these randos. There's always two randos that
like
hang
out
with
them.
They
kill more survivors than there were.
Yeah.
Because there's not any others in our group right now. It's all 815 survivors plus the people
and then
in the
Juliet.
Chopper, right?
Yeah, and then the chopper.
They last wiped some of them out with Sawyer and the bulletproof picket friends. Uh-huh. Hey, Sawyer, what's going on? Hey, what happened to that guy? Sawyer, what's with all these bodies? Kabam! There's like Sawyer and a heap of dead people.
Bullets whizzing by Sawyer.
He hates these cans. But yeah, it was the same thing, and I it made me laugh because I was like, "Hey, look at those people I don't know. Oh, I don't have to worry about them anymore."
I was talking to Jonathan from Geekscape, the Geekscape podcast today, and he brought up something interesting that I didn't even think about. There was only two original cast members on last night's episode. Which was Sawyer and Locke.
Oh, wow.
Everybody else in that episode came from season two or later.
Or even later, yeah. Much later. Yeah, good point.
And yet it's still an entertaining show.
Oh, I was still totally, there.
I thought the episode was all right. I wasn't like totally blown away or anything.
I wasn't, but every piece has to happen for the story to move on, and this one was a piece.
Oh.
What?
It was? Like
no, this is a piece of the puzzle.
Oh.
Not a piece of shit.
Piece of the shit puzzle.
A piece of the shit puzzle. They named their baby Charlie.
I know. You know, aww. I could have, like, I didn't care. Like, I didn't care about them having a baby. Like, I was like, oh, look, they're having a baby on this television show. Good for them. And then they said the name Charlie at the end. I'm like, oh, it's so emotional.
I reacted. I reacted to it. I was like, oh, Charlie. But her dad's name is Charles.
They didn't name him after Charles.
Oh, yeah?
I'm positive.
I know, but I mean, it's...
Maybe Charles fell down the stairs and he became Charlie.
Hmm? That's probably what happened. Well, we could stop watching the show now.
Yeah. Did we mention last week that one of the people was Widmore?
I think we guessed that one of the people was somebody.
I think someone
a lot of stuff against the wall.
I think someone from the Blogspot mentioned it, and I pass it on into the ears of the world.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that one of them was Widmore.
Yeah. That dude looks like him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's cold-blooded. Dude, fucking snap that guy's neck for talking.
Mm. Yeah.
That's pretty hardcore.
Do you think that Ellie may be Penny's mom?
Yes, I do. I think that's a possibility. Because did you see the way they were fighting? Yeah, fighting in TV shows means you're going to fall in love.
Yep.
They were fighting like moonlighting style.
That Ellie's voice was kind of weirding me out. What? It was like, hey, how's it going? Hey, Great Sassy Molassie. What are you doing here?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey, Big Shaker.
What's going on?
What?
Want a dime? How about a million of them?
Who are these people?
I don't know, Jerry Seinfeld.
Who are these ad wizards?
Who are these others? Got the Lock Camp and the Upper Camp. Who
these are the 50s versions of the others, right?
These are just the first others.
What? Where are they from? They, like, Richard Alpert says they were there before the army guys showed up.
Maybe they showed up in a submarine. You think the Dharma people really brought a submarine? Because they were showing. Were they showing up when Ben Linus showed up? Did he show up on a submarine?
Yeah, the Dharma people had a submarine, I think.
But is it their submarine?
At the Palaferry? I don't know.
Because in the score, when they first showed the submarine, they played music from the game Medal of Honor.
Yes,
which
I
Michael
that.
Giacchino also scored.
Yeah,
which is a game about World War II.
Ah.
So did Michael Giacchino see it in the future two years?
No.
I disagree.
But he could have
Michael
guessed.
Giacchino is the greatest
you
human
said
being
before
on the
that
face of the planet.
Giacchino has his own theories based on the score.
He does. So there you go. His theory was that that people he hasn't met yet
are going to be from
came on a submarine
from World War II. I'm trying to figure out like why they would have English accents. I mean, Widmore's got to be from England.
Why would they talk like they're from the 20s, pal?
Say, hey. Why don't you hand me that gun?
Why don't you come up to my place and whistle? How's it go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's you know how to come up. You know how to come up to my place, don't you? Just put your lips together and
no, that's none of those things. It's two different
and
things.
And inside of a book, it's hard to
come
read.
Come up to my apartment, pal. I'll see you sometimes.
Why don't you come screw me sometime? I think that's it.
Come up to my apartment and we'll fuck sexually.
Right. Say, pal, why don't you fist me? I think that's how it goes.
Say, buddy, what time you got? Up yours. Wait, all right, let's go. What are the notes you got?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? You have a paper. With
there was a part that where Locke almost got to tell Sawyer that Ethan shot him. Uh-huh. And Juliet was like, no, we can swap stories later. I was like, normally I like you, Juliet. God damn it. You're actively keeping people from comparing notes.
All right, tell me how to get off the island. I would if you stopped telling me to tell me to get off the island.
Freaking, I said this on the knee jerk, but I thought it was kind of cool that Faraday just either already knows what Miles can do or just accepts it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, oh, we're walking over the graves of people. Did they say what year it is? Like, not like, oh, you're talking to dead people. He's like asking him to ask them questions.
I like when Sawyer said, you told him that? Like,
from
the future.
Yeah, exactly. I wrote that down here. Are you from the future too? You told them? Like, he sold me out. And that's like the best way.
Sawyer doesn't want anybody to know he's from the future.
No, he's trying to blend in.
with his 90s shirt.
Fucking Richard Alpert was wearing a 90s shirt. That shirt's not from the 50s.
I don't remember.
I'm not into costuming and stuff. You know, obviously I'm more into hair.
Yeah, we're into hair.
We're more into hair and makeup. But just and it didn't like take me out of the scene, but it just does not look like a shirt from the 50s.
I'd have to watch it again. I'm
1850s.
Sure, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is. Fuck it. What do I know? But I'll tell you this much. Watching the behind-the-scenes stuff on the DVDs really made me think that that was not Oxford in England this time. Because they showed that it's like some church in Hawaii.
Hawaii?
In Hawaii? Yeah. Like they went there for when Charlie is going to confession. Uh-huh. And they went there the last time it was Oxford.
And Desmond was there when he was a priest or a
When he was a monk, yeah.
And then he's there.
He's there. This is his third time going there.
Yeah. It's those archways. It's that arch hallway.
It is, yeah. And I mean, I don't know. That's my bad for watching the documentary, but.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no big deal.
No big whoop. What else you got there, dude?
Well, Faraday said that they could jump in 5 minutes or 5,000 years. Not 70. Well, that's them. That's when they could flash. I don't know what that means about Ben Linus and his plan.
So is Charlotte and Daniel Faraday Adam and Eve?
Could be.
Anyone. I'm kind of hoping it's Jack and Kate.
Anyone could be anyone. Someone that's flashing back and forth like this could end up so far back in time that they become Jacob.
Like, what if Locke is Jacob and he just doesn't know it yet?
He could be. Like, he could go, he could be sent back 5,000 years.
Yeah.
Or I guess that's how long they wait for a flash, but who knows? Like, he could be sent back before anyone shows up on the island and then just give everyone instructions for the rest of your life. And the island keeps you alive, at least keeps Albert alive.
He could write the history books.
Yeah. Jacob sent me. Locke decides not to shoot Widmore because he's one of his people.
Did Locke give him the compass? Did I miss something?
He can't shoot him because of the past. Locke showed him the compass.
Oh, okay.
I hope he gave it back to Locke because
he might need it.
It doesn't make sense to me, and this is like a time travel thing. It doesn't make sense to me that Albert gives Locke the compass and then Locke gives the compass to Albert, and then if Albert gives that same one to Locke, then it seems to me like that compass would get infinitely old as it's going forward and backward in time.
Was it the same compass from when Albert was testing him as a child?
Probably.
That's cool.
And Locke sent him to go test him.
Yeah.
May 30th, 1956 in Tustin, California. So Locke spent his whole life in Tustin.
Yeah.
Or Locke started off in Tustin and he's back there now, I guess, is another way of looking at it.
He's going to die there, you know.
It's convenient.
No, it's Return of the
Tustin
Jedi.
Has a lot of good mortuary homes.
ROTJ joke there.
ROTJ.
What else you got there?
I also think that you know how some certain type of people are more susceptible, like sunburn?
Okay.
Like gingers, for example.
Uh-huh.
I think they're also more susceptible to time travel. That's why Charlotte's the first one to faint. she just can't handle the ultraviolet light of the flashes.
Did she faint or did she die?
She died. She's dead now.
She's dead.
There's no more Charlotte. No. Getting that standard psychic nosebleed that happens. Oh, too much psychic stuff is happening. My nose will bleed.
I liked when her and Miles were standing there where the tent used to be.
Yeah.
And they stood there for a while. Like, should we move?
It was
still cool to leave the tent.
I liked that. I liked because you could see that, like, the way they were standing was, like, them in custody. But now they're just like, poof.
Yeah.
All right. So Ellie is probably a believer now. And so is Albert, probably.
Uh-huh.
Or, well, then. She's a believer then.
Yeah.
So when are they now? Who knows? We'll find out next week.
Yeah, did we really didn't see, huh?
No. It ended because she collapsed. And I was saying this on the knee jerk too. Is when as soon as it ended, I was like, no, I need more. Don't end it there. I'm watching Lost.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I guess I got spoiled after the 2 hour episode last week.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to keep watching Lost.
Too bad. There's only what are we looking at, like 13 more episodes this season.
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
And then only 16 after that, dude.
Wow.
Get used to it.
Getting down to the end.
Get used to it, people.
Watch Chuck.
Listen to the green shirt.
Penny asked Desmond to promise that he would not go back to the island. And he said, you know, why the hell would I do that? Why the hell would I want to go there? Which is not a promise to not go back.
Yeah.
It's a question.
Yeah.
And I thought it was cool that he can't lie to her.
So
he's like, no. Yeah, he's like, no, she's dead. She's like, why are you lying to me?
So Faraday's mom is totally that Miss Hawkins, right?
I think so. Eloise Hawking.
Because she's in L.A.
She's in L.A., yeah.
And last week we saw Ben in L.A.
I mean, who's watching Lost that doesn't get these things in advance? Like, who's watching Lost that was surprised when Michael was on the boat? Or when they go to the other's camp and they ask for Richard, and the guy stands in the darkness for 5 minutes before he comes out? Who's sitting here going, oh, it's that Richard guy from before?
I cannot answer that question.
Yeah, you can. I think you have an answer that you don't want to say.
I'm not going to answer.
Never mind. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Stop it. Stop it, Ryan.
S. Dylan.
You continue Kirkland. This, Ryan. I'm going on strike.
Right.
No more Darmalars.
Latin.
Latin, sure, whatever.
Oh, I wanted to talk about the others and their primitive weapons. I mean, they've got state-of-the-art weapons, too. They've got an M1. He locks it Garand, but I've always heard Garand. I don't know. I guess we'd have to ask Tony what the answer is.
Tony, call in.
Zero-time listener, give us a call. But in addition to always having...
Don't go on and on about World War II, by the way, if you do call in.
Don't call
Tony.
No.
Just tell us what the...
Just tell me how to pronounce Garand.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about whatever.
That's
before.
It.
All right. So they're primitive weapons.
But in addition to the guns, they always have like primitive shit. Like in this, these people like that that we've been seeing recently have bows and arrows.
Uh-huh.
Friendly took out Sawyer with a sling, mm-hmm. didn't he? Or was it Michael? And they had a bolo. Someone had a bolo in one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're always rocking these crazy like handheld weapons.
Well, I mean. You're on an island, so you can't get more bullets. So
right, so it's probably best to use something reusable.
So you kill the people with the bow and arrows, and then you take their bow and arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
we got the Dharma guns. We meaning the survivors of A-15. They got the you kind of acquire things as you go through.
So like maybe her Garand that she has, like they got that after killing the army guys. Like they didn't have their own guns. They didn't bring guns with them.
Yeah.
Whenever they got there, however they got there.
No, the army guys had guns.
Yeah, and they
killed the bow and arrow people.
That makes sense.
Then someone kills the army guys and takes their bow and arrow and guns, and it leads all the way to...
The uniforms are camouflage. That's my theory. Like, it's at this time in 1950, what did they say, 55? 54. At this time in 54, the island has only been used as a U.S. Army testing ground.
Mm-hmm.
So the best camouflage the others have is U.S. Army uniforms. But in our time, in 2004, when Flight 815 goes down, the best camouflage they have is people that look like they've been shipwrecked. So that's why they wear all the brown clothing and the barefoot and the beard. Mm-hmm. So it's like the camouflage that best fits for the time. That's my theory on that one.
All right. I think they just showed up with that stuff.
You think they... But Widmore wasn't wearing his uniform. He's wearing someone else's uniform.
Oh.
It says Jones. I think they took those off the army guys. They probably only have 18. And they probably have holes in them.
Okay.
They all have a hole in the back somewhere. Or a red stain somewhere.
Okay, I see.
Or radiation burns. Because one guy died of radiation burns, according to the Miles. So, yeah. They named the bomb Jughead.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean...
Probably other bombs out there. Betty, Veronica... Archie, Moose, Reggie,
yeah,
you know, Mr. Weatherby, Miss Grundy.
I don't know any of those dudes.
Archie's dad, Archie's mom,
Casper,
Mr. Lodge,
Wendy,
Casper,
Richie, Rich.
League of Nations, Human League,
Irona.
So are we going to have a segmentito from Seattle Jimmy?
We do not have a segment from Seattle Jimmy this week.
No, but he'll probably do an
he will do one sometime before then, so be sure to download the Darmalars on the Darmalars feed on iTunes. For those of you listening to the Lost Podcast Network, head over to the Darmalars feed and you get extra stuff.
Seattle Jimmy talking about the music of Lost, which was fun.
So So there you go.
I guess we don't have to do a chapter break, right? We can just close it out now.
We can just close it out now.
Okay. Well, hey, guys. That was it. Next week. That was it.
We weren't talking to you guys, but now we are.
That's right. That was it. That was personal. If you were listening, man, don't be a prick and listen to our conversation.
Eavesdroppers.
Hey,
guys.
Up next week is the episode is titled The Little Prince.
Oh.
Which is a book and a movie and even an animated series or a TV series.
Shirley Temple Black.
Shirley Temple Black.
All right. Yep. All right. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Irona.
Prince of Persia. Yeah, so we'll be around next week.
That's right.
Let's give out some contact info.
Oh, shit. I don't have the phone number, do you?
Oh, darmalage.net. Go to darmalage.net for everything.
There you go.
And that includes our phone number and where you can contact us.
And buy t-shirts.
And buy t-shirts. ShopSamAndNate.com, which is also on the thing.
Buy two.
Yeah, buy two t-shirts, everybody.
That puts you 2 days away from having to do laundry. Really, if you look at it that way.
You get fat, get a bigger shirt.
Or okay. So, yeah, that's it. We'll be back next week. And
for those of you that stuck around last week and listened to our other podcast, that's not an every week thing as far as the Darmalars go. You can check out that show if you want to on iTunes. Just look up Green Shirts, and it's all ready to go. We have 2 5-star reviews.
Wow,
none of them mentioned cursing.
One from me and one from Ralph.
That's not correct.
That's not true.
So anyway, we're going to get to the Dharma line next, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys. Hasta la vista.
I don't have any lines. I love you, everybody.
Aww.
Oh,
I
smash.
Love you.
I don't have any.
Poppin' fresh.
Oh. Did you stop?
No.
I totally forgot, and I just got a, I got a text message. No, I got a text message right before this happened.
Uh-oh.
Chris... who is from Boston, who met us in San Diego at Comic-Con.
Yeah, good guy.
Awesome
good
dude. Guy. I guess had he was on the official Lost Podcast video podcast that they did and had a question answered by Carlton Cuse.
Oh, cool.
I did not catch it because this is the only podcast I listen to.
Well,
that's not true.
Good for you, though, Chris.
That's not true. Generally speaking, that's not the truth. So. I don't listen to that one either. So anyway, that's it.
Okay. Well, good job, Chris.
Hasta la vista.
I don't have a line to go out on. I love you, everybody.
Hey, Ben and Ralph. Just saying... Thank God you guys are back. I just heard an episode. It was hilarious and really good. I guess I have a hilarious anecdote. I just went out to dinner and I ran into Captain Lou Albano. You may know him from a pioneer of wrestling or pirate couture, but I know him best from the Cyndi Lauper short film musical video that played during the 1980s on MTV. He must be in his 80s, but he still wears his pirate earrings and still has a giant gray beard with a rubber band around it. Can't wait for next week. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Ben and Ryan. This is Levi from Texas. And I was just calling because... Okay, remember before the season finale for season 4, how everybody was like, you know, what do you think is going to happen in the season finale and all that? I was just wondering if maybe you can tell us what you thought was, what you think is going to happen in season 5 finale. And, I mean, because we've only seen the first 2 episodes, and I think it'd be interesting to see how close or how far off we are, especially as the season progresses and let me know. I guess I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yay, Ralph and Ben. This is Camille. I'm calling from Northern California, and I'm so happy to be hearing your voices again. I'm so happy that Lost is back and time skipping and all that craziness. But the real reason why I'm calling is because I'm so excited to be listening to the Chuck podcast that you guys are doing, and I haven't heard all of it yet. I just had to stop in the middle of it, so I don't know if I'm even calling the right line, but I wanted to tell you that there is another Chuck podcast out there. It's called Chuck Versus the Podcast, but it's just kind of pops up every once in a while in my feed, or so glad to be hearing from you guys, and I'm sure you guys will have a hilarious take on it. And yay for Chuck. So, and yay for Lost. And yay for the Dharma Lost. Okay. Bye.
Hello, this is Dylan in San Diego, California. I got the number for this thing off of a bathroom wall. It said that you guys like Lost and you like to talk about Lost and things about Lost. And I was just watching the television program Lost, and I was watching it, and I thought of how there was a blonde woman, and she was pointing a gun at a guy named Daniel, and Daniel, he said she was familiar, and her name is Ellie, and his mom's name is probably Eloise, and that's probably his mom that was pointing the gun at him, because it was in the past, and he is from the future, but the future is sort of, it's like the present. But also there's a bomb, and Daniel wants to bury the bomb, and they probably will bury the bomb, and then but they have to make a button that has to be pressed every 108 minutes, and that will make the bomb not blow up, and Desmond will have to press that. And also Desmond has to know about Eloise so that his brain will stop bleeding. Thank you. Goodbye. God help us all.
So my mom turned to me halfway through the episode and asked, "Who's Widmore?"
Dharma Lars, what up? This is Fester calling out of Lansing, Michigan. How's it going? Okay, so it's Thursday morning, 6:30. I'm watching Lost from last night because I TiVo it, so I watch it in the morning. So anyway, I just got past the big reveal about Charles Widmore, one of the others, yada yada. It all makes sense, okay? They had to move the island then. Something freaked them out. They moved the island. Remember Ben said, if you move the island, you can never go back. Charles Widmore's trying to get back. He spent his whole off-the-island lifetime, excuse me, lots of coffee, trying. That was probably really gross, I'm sorry. Oh, it all makes sense. Okay, bye.